1, begin transmission.
Oh yes, once again, it is 1930 UTC, and you're listening to the Dubious Goals Committee, a show that airs every single day at this time. My name's Tobe, I'm the chairman of this committee, and I have just gotten out of my car here in front of the building at Herrenhaven. And I'm now walking along, checking out all these plants, looking for insect dudes. I see a butterfly. I'm obviously looking for praying mantises today. Oh my gosh. And I'm walking across in front of the door looking at this butterfly bush. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. There's at least 6 or 7 butterflies on it. And here I'm 10 feet away and I can still see this praying mantis on the top of this bush. Oh, he's looking for butterflies. And they're flying all around him. They don't seem to notice that there's a mantis right there and somebody's about to get chomped. It's a good-looking mantis, too. Of average length, I would say 8 centimeters. Haven't found any giants this year, anyway. And I just realized I'm standing in the direct sun. It's a little bit warm today, especially compared to the last few days. What is it, 72 degrees Fahrenheit? Maybe a little bit warmer. I'm still walking along in front of these plants, these funky bushes, looking for mantis-y dudes. There are, I can see wings on the ground, so I know that butterflies are being eaten in this area. Oh, here's one over here. Oh, here's 2 over here. Yeah, I think I know what these 2 are doing. Alright, so I'm going to have to try to take a picture of this. I've got the little camera with me today. Oh crap, but now it wants me to set the time and date and all that stupid stuff. Just, holy crap, do I want to do any of this today? Do I want to go through any of this stupid effort today? Not right now, I don't. I'm trying to take a picture. Should I even care? I really shouldn't. But here's a male and a female mantis together here. So we're just going to take a picture of that. And then get out of the sun. It's kind of bothering me right now. Oh, what do we want to look for? We have found 3 mantises. We should probably look for some moths. Oh, I had a bizarre day again today. I woke up strange. I woke up feeling weird very early in the morning again. And I got up and my back hurt and everything was weird. So I took a bath and I was reading. Ooh, here's some motty tracks in this mud. Which way is the Mati going? This way. Let's keep going. I'm walking on the road that leads to the Mulhall's Gate. So I was up for a while early this morning, then I went back to sleep. And now I'm up again. And it's a little warm out here, but if I'm in the shade, it might be alright. Alright, so I'm at the gate overlooking the Mulhall's property. And from this angle, oh, I thought I saw something, but no, it was a squirrely. From this angle, I can't see any mantises. Are there any mantises back in there? I can't tell. We'll have to check. We'll have to check from the other end. So this is turning out to be a very bizarre Sunday for me. I stayed up not too late. I don't know what my problem was, but I was angry last night because here's what happened to me. I waited all day excited for the F1 race. I was so excited to see the F1 race, and it was going to be on at a reasonable time because this one was the Grand Prix of Japan. All right, I better take off my sunglasses here. So I've got nothing to do last night at all, and I'm waiting for the race to come on, which starts at 11:30 p.m. That's going to be perfect. I can watch the whole race, and by the time it's over, that's about the time I'm going to want to try to go to bed. So I'm pumped up. I watched the qualifying the day before. I even watched some practice before that. So I'm really excited to see how the race turns out. And the race is going to start at 11:30. At 11:27, the cable goes out. Yeah, and it's not just one channel or just the TV. It's the entire cable package. So I can't call anybody because my phone is cable. And by the way, I should say that this was not my choice. I was forced into this against my will. But now the cable's out, so I've got no TV. And this goes out 3 minutes before the race starts. I've got no internet and I've got no telephone. So I can't call anybody to tell them to fix the damn cable. Because the phone is cable. And I can't get online and email anybody to fix the damn cable. So I got nothing to do but to read a book. So I read. And I was reading a cool Bruce Sterling book that I hadn't read in a long time. Holy Fire, if you're interested. I really like that book. And so I read for how long? I don't know. But, of course, the TV comes back on. Somebody finally fixed the cable somewhere. What was it? At 1:42, some 2 hours later, TV comes on and they're showing the three drivers on the podiums at the race. Race is over. Lewis Hamilton's the winner. Max Verstappen in second. Daniel Ricciardo in third. I didn't get to see the race at all. But here, now I know how it ends. Oh my god, I was so mad. So of course the TV is out just long enough for me to miss the entire race. So pissed off. But anyway, there is a repeat of the race on tonight at 8 p.m., so I will watch the race tonight, even though I know who won already. It'll still be interesting to see what happened, because I am very curious. As for me, right now, I'm walking through the cut, heading back out towards the... Yeah, heading back out towards the Mulhouse property, and I can see a Mati out there. It's Chubzilla, that big, fat chicken Mott who likes to run away. He's standing still. He's looking at me. He's at least 90 meters away. A good 100 yards. And yep, and there he goes. Running away. And look at his flab bounce. He's so flabby. He's getting fat for winter. And when he runs, he jiggles. Oh, he stopped. He turned around. And now he's looking back over his shoulder. Oh, no, there he goes. He's waddling off. Look at that flabby chicken. And there he goes, disappears into the trees. Oh, that crazy Mott, he's such a chicken. I'm so far away. What's he running away for? Oh, it's so crazy. And the temporary pond is in full effect. All the rain we've had these last few days have filled up this indentation in the Mulhall's property, making an additional pond for us to look at. Isn't that nice? Too bad there's nobody in it. No dudes. Oh, yeah. So that's the one thing I got going for me today. Gotta watch the race later. Oh, and there's some international football that I need to, if not watch necessarily, I need to pay some kind of attention to it. Alright, why am I walking through webs? I saw two people walk out of here right as I was pulling up. They didn't come out to the water. I'm trying to head out to the boardwalk, and there's so many webs to walk through, it's not even funny. I can't find a web stick, and I hope I don't walk through some more. I'm walking through more already, aren't I? Oh, what a day this is turning out to be. Don't really want to be out here. Well, I do and I don't. It's just, seems a little hot. You know, here's two strange holes. Up here by the, three strange holes up here by the sub pond. Who's been digging in here? Some dude has been digging. And some frogs are hopping around. Alright, so that's mysterious. Let's keep on moving. We're going to go out on the boardwalk, but probably not for very long. Just because I don't want to get hot. I was actually cold this morning. And I even had the door open for the cat. And I think my air conditioner kicked on just as I was walking out of the house today. Yeah, lots of direct sun. It's a little too warm for me to be out here. But we're going to check real quick. I'm on the boardwalk, approaching the water. There's no people out here, and that's good. Looking around at duckweed everywhere. I see absolutely no dudes, no turtles. I don't even see any frogs. No ducks, no geese. No nothing. Although there are some walnuts floating in the water. So that's good, I guess. Turning right around. Gotta get back into the shade. This is gonna be a little bit too much for me today. And I gotta think about food. What am I? Oh yeah, I think I'm having tacos for lunch today. So that'll be nice. Well, I think there's a NASCAR race that I should probably watch. I don't know. My interest is waning in NASCAR, though. I try to watch it, but I don't know. It just doesn't hold my attention the same way it did a few years ago. You know, once you see it, once you sort of figure it out, it's like, okay, I get it. I don't need to see any more of this. But the only reason I got into NASCAR to begin with, this is a true and weird story. I was over at my friend Kevin's house, who's no longer with us. And I was hanging out with him, and I think it was it in the spring or was it in the winter? Yeah, I think it was around Easter. Whenever that is. It's in the spring, right? Yeah. And you know how there's always just tons of candy around. And my friend Kevin was an Easter guy. And I was over at his house and he goes, oh, here, check this out. I've got some candy for you. We both like candy. And so he hands me a piece of candy wrapped in foil, just like all Easter candy, right? Except Kevin liked interesting things. And the piece of candy he gave me, you know, it was chocolate, was in the shape of a car. And the foil was printed, you know, to look like, you know, a NASCAR race car. And this was kind of odd in itself because Kevin wasn't into NASCAR at all. He just, you know, liked candy that's, you know, in the shape of cars, right? He goes, "Here, I want you to have this." And he hands me this piece of candy. And it has a Pfizer logo on it. You know, the pharmaceutical company Pfizer. And the number 6. And I said, "Wow, so there's a number 6 Pfizer car in NASCAR?" And he said he didn't know, you know, because, again, he's not a NASCAR guy. And I think I was there on a Saturday over at his house when this went down. Hey, here's some weird mushrooms growing up right out of the path. This is some other kind of caprinus. Interesting. Cool, so we're getting some mushrooms today that weren't here yesterday. So I took this piece of candy from him, and I did not eat it. I took it home, and I thought, okay, this is interesting. Now, the only reason it was interesting is because at that time, I actually used to have some stock in Pfizer Pharmaceuticals. And I thought, geez, if Pfizer sponsors a car, maybe I should watch this. Maybe I should see what's up with NASCAR. This is before I started watching NASCAR too. So this was a bit about somewhere in, like, in 2004, or right around there, give or take a year. Right when NASCAR was getting super popular among non-fans. You might remember that big surge of popularity that came out of nowhere. And that was back when politicians talked about NASCAR dads. Remember that? Yeah, that was an embarrassing time in our country's life. So anyway, it was either that night or the next day I decided to watch a NASCAR race from beginning to end in some kind of attempt to understand it, to understand the phenomenon that was NASCAR in that time period. And to find out if there was in fact really a Pfizer car and that I should be rooting for. And so I actually watched a race, and I watched the entire pre-game show too, the pre-race show. Speaking of shows, there's nothing going on in the turtle reproduction pond except for one turtle sitting on that duck log out there. No ducks, just a turtle. So now we're heading into the big blind here in a little bit. So I watched the pre-race show, and I watched the entire race, and I learned that there was in fact a car sponsored by Pfizer, the number 6, and it was driven by a guy named Mark Martin. And because I had watched the pre-game show, the pre-race show, and everything, you know, I learned all the drama. I learned who was down on points, and who needed this, and who was this guy, and who that was. I learned all the background information I needed to watch the race. And I watched the entire race, and all the drama played out, and I found it to be very interesting. Not like open wheel racing, but interesting in its own way. So I'm now standing in the big blind. I'm looking around. There's nothing on the new log. There's a turtle on one of the logs over there, though, near the new log. Just one turtle, one western painted turtle. No herons, no geese, no duck. Wait, no, there are two ducks out there. There's two ducks about to swim around the far side of Goose Island. That's about it. There's nothing going on in the Delta. And there's some walnuts floating around. And I don't see any herons anywhere. I'm checking all the heron perches and all the other heron hiding spots. No herons today. Nothing going on out here at Heron Haven today. Oh well. So let's get back to NASCAR. So I watched the race very intently. Learned all about NASCAR. Learned all about the Pfizer car. And I thought, okay, I could watch some of this. And that's how I got started watching NASCAR. Because I watched all the information and all that, I sort of got up to speed pretty quickly. And now I had my own driver that I was a fan of, Mark Martin. And the only reason that I was a fan of this guy is because he drove a car that was sponsored by a company that I happened to own some stock in. And I would never have known this if my friend Kevin wouldn't have given me an Easter piece of Easter candy that was in the shape of a car wrapped in foil to make it look like the number 6 Pfizer car in NASCAR. And so I watched it. I watched NASCAR for... I tried to catch all the races that I could. Especially that year, geez, I watched a lot of NASCAR. And I kind of got into it, and my girlfriend, who I lived with at the time, she also kind of got into it, and she was surprised at first. Why are you watching NASCAR? I did not think this was something that you would be interested in. And I had to explain to her, well, yeah, I'm not really. You know, I'm into open wheel racing, you know, F1. And I will watch some IndyCar racing, given the opportunity. But I had to explain the story to my girlfriend, well, you know, about the candy car from Kevin. And now, you know, here I am watching my stock investment fly around in a circle at 200 miles an hour. And as I watched NASCAR, I came to appreciate it. It's a very different style of racing than open wheel racing. And so I kind of found it interesting just for its differences. And I kind of got into it. I didn't go out and buy any swag or anything. I didn't, you know, I don't own any NASCAR t-shirts or anything like that. And I haven't actually ever been to a race. But after a couple years of watching it, about 3 years after I, not even that long, you know, about 2 years after I started watching, then Mark Martin announced that he was going to retire. And then he came out of retirement. I think he was retired for a few months and then came out of retirement, and he kept racing for a couple years. But after about 5 or 6 years, he was officially done. And not only that, Pfizer stopped sponsoring the car. And it was around that same time I sold my Pfizer stock, just because Pfizer had a lot of lawsuits, class action lawsuits against them. And I no longer have a position in pharmaceuticals. But I did keep watching NASCAR, just because, you know, what else are you going to do on a Sunday afternoon when there's nothing to do? There's nothing happening. And, you know, I knew all the storylines and everything, but now, how long has it been? Blank years later, all of the guys that I was watching are now retiring. You know, Tony Stewart has retired, Jeff Gordon has retired, Dale Earnhardt Jr. has retired, and all the other, like, Dark Horse guys that I liked, they never got very successful, so they never quite made it any further. And now I'm just not as interested in NASCAR. And I think part of the reason is Another thing that changed in that time was I got cable. So now I can see just about every F1 race, and the qualifying for F1, and the practicing for F1. And there's all these other different forms of racing that I'm able to watch. You know, NASCAR is not my only option anymore. And one of the things that I'm really hooked on is Supercross. Supercross is motocross indoors or in, you know, stadiums in real tight technical tracks. And I have also since found out that my brother is into it. And this has been in the last 3 years or so that I've come to get addicted to watching this motorcycle racing. And that's going to start up here pretty soon, I think. I think the Supercross season starts soon. You know, they obviously in the summer and the warm months they do motocross outdoors, but once winter sets in, well, they move indoors and they move onto those crazy, crazy tracks. So now I'm a Supercross guy. I love watching that stuff, watching the motorcycles go flying through the air with those crazy people on them. You've heard me talk about Supercross before. We've had those shows where I'm sitting in front of the race going, "Hey, I'm watching the races." You will hear another one of those very soon, I'm sure. Oh, I've walked out of the forest and I'm just checking the lawn here for mushrooms, and yep, here's a couple clumps of caprinus. So yay, we're getting plenty of mushroom action here. That's good. We had so much rain I didn't see any mushrooms. I thought I was going crazy. Why am I not finding any mushrooms? But now we are finding mushrooms, so we're good. Speaking of which, I think I'm going to walk around here behind the kiosk. I'm going to check this loop path that is behind the butterfly garden and behind the kiosk. I'm going to check this for mushrooms. I'm walking along here. It's kind of tore up. It's all tore up. And when I say tore up, I do mean torn up. Some squirrels have been in here digging, but I'm not finding any fungus at first glance. Yeah, huh. This is an area that holds water for a while because it's under some trees. It's in a little depression. Water flows in here. And we can get some good fungus back in here, especially in this area right around here. But we got nothing today. No funguses. This is one of the areas that first breaks out with fungus in the spring. But, you know, nothing today. Nothing today. Wait, nope, no, just a leaf. A leaf disguised as a mushroom. Oh, I don't know. So anyway, I can see my car. I'm going to head back to my car, which means it's time to say something like, you have been listening to the Dubious Goals Committee, a show that airs every single day at 1930 UTC right here on Anon Radio. There was no dudes to spot today. That's no good. I guess you'll have to tune in tomorrow. Or someday, sometime this week, to see if I find any dudes, because that's what we do. Anyway, I gotta go home and deal with stuff, so I will see you later.
This is the end of the line for me. The end of the line, yes.
スイズ DJ ブーマタ。 ウェルカム